There's a guy named Do Kwon. He's a Stanford grad from Korea who built a payments app originally called the Chai Payments App, where now one out of eight payments, 8% of all payments in Korea are happening on Chai. The Chai Payments App runs on the Terra blockchain. So Terra is a form of Ethereum. It's less decentralized, it's faster. And a lot of the value accrues to what's called the Luna token. And so it gets complicated for people, but that's really where the frontier is.
Welcome back to Terabytes. That was Mike Novogratz on Bloomberg. We've got Terra breaking into the broader news scene, the broader awareness of the financial publications of the world. But that's not going to be the focus of today's news bite, because so many things are happening in projects run by Terraform Labs, in broader community projects, and even in projects on other networks connecting to Terra, connecting the Terra functionality, expanding Terra functionality, all sorts of things. In fact, I counted up, there's a total of 38 projects mentioned in this news bite. So we're not going to spend a huge amount of time on every single one of those projects, but we've got to fly.
Terabytes is for informational and educational purposes only. Nothing on the show is advice. No financial, tax, legal, or any other kind of advice. Nothing we say is an inducement to make a particular investment or follow a particular strategy. Anything you invest in is at your own risk. Do your own research and consult with professionals.
Now check out this other media here. This is in a Goldman Sachs report, starting to be aware of Terra. And then here, Hacker Noon, 5 DeFi coins with the best rewarding options. We've got Pancake Swap and everything, but there's also Terra ecosystem mentioned over here. We've seen more and more YouTube channels, including in a special collab we're doing with a YouTube channel soon that focuses on broader DeFi strategies, a little bit more awareness of Terra as every day goes by. But let's talk about the big drop, because it's tonight. You need to be aware of it if you've had Luna staked recently. I don't know exactly the time the snapshot was taken, but recently snapshot was taken for Pylon Protocol's Mine token. Now, Pylon Protocol is a perpetual payments kind of protocol. So like you can make a deposit, and then the anchor yield off that deposit actually funds whatever you're covering. So imagine you could make a $100 deposit for a cheap subscription that occurs monthly, and that deposits a yield, pays for the subscription. And then at the end of the year, you can still take your money back, or whenever you want. In the future, you can say, I don't want this subscription anymore, and you take it, your money back. So it's an interesting idea. And it grows more interesting as you think about some of the potential applications. The second wave, again, will allow you to stake UST, lock it up for a certain amount of time in order to get mine tokens. So you're still, the funding model or the token distribution model is the same as the main project model, where you just stake some dollars and then you get these mine tokens. And of course, the project will actually be funded by the yield on those tokens. So, and that is occurring tonight. That's at 8 p.m. Pacific time US, 11 p.m. Eastern time. So very soon. And this is also apparently the time the airdrop's going to happen. I'm not 100% sure on this one, but it seems like it, because in that thread, Pylon mentions the Genesis airdrop. There's going to be regular airdrops as well coming to Luna stakers. So it's too late to stake your Luna if you need to get the Genesis airdrop, want to get that. But you can still get the weekly airdrop. Mirror V2 has launched since our last news bite video. We've got a video out on some strategies. Now, these will probably be updated because the community's really been working on strategies. This video that we just dropped is a tutorial on strategies that strive to be delta neutral. So market goes up, market goes down, market goes sideways. You're still making yield. You're still happy. There are other strategies, of course. You could go net long. You could kind of do a mix. You could go short if you want, depending on your view on the market. You can build your own strategies. But this video also talks about some basic concepts like longs and shorts, AUST collateral, which is amazing. You can now back things with anchor UST, which means the collateral that you're backing with is yielding 20% over the year and becoming more valuable. The position's becoming safer, whatever you want. And you're probably safer from liquidation. If your stock goes up 20% over the year, then you're still at the same collateral ratio because your collateral went up 20%. So very interesting stuff. You can learn more about it there. I'll put a link in the show notes for listeners. And this governance proposal passed for V2 and it was implemented. And there's other things as well, like pre-IPOs. The short farming really hits the premiums and makes the prices more accurate. We don't have those small premiums over stocks. And in fact, there's a roadmap now for V3 on Mirror. The main issue now, minting inefficiency has been tackled. And AUST collateral is fantastic. But now there's a longer term issue where the protocol is depending for its rewards and its liquidity and so on too much on MIR tokens. And the MIR token issuance isn't going to last forever. So there are some suggestions here that DOE has posted for V3, increasing the capital efficiency of MIR liquidity provision, increasing MAssets transaction volume. And this basically means using MAssets elsewhere, like Mars, Lavana, that's a 39th project, it's not mentioned again, and Nebula. So increasing the volume and the fees and so on of MAssets by integrations. And of course, there's other places these things will live too. And then also actively encouraging more front ends to be built, apps that use MIR protocol. This is the end goal here. We don't want just a single app, a single front end that's not decentralized and it doesn't explore various use cases and UX experiences and user user difficulty level, user knowledge level, things for noobs, things for experts and so on, gamified things and so on. So encouraging front ends to be built. Now we've talked about a little bit about front end farming, this idea of actually incentivizing front ends to be built. You can check this out at forum.mira.finance for V3. We've got to move on. Mars Protocol continues pushing updates. We're not going to spend much time on it, but here's their weekly update. Tech and economic teams doing a deep dive into Oracle solutions for Mars. Front end team is putting the finishing touches on governance UI, and an alpha test program is being designed to launch soon. Now, Mars is a broader money market, more expansive than Anchor, more multi-asset, And with very interesting like XMARS levels and levels of fallbacks. We've talked about this a little bit before in a live video on Mars, where there are multiple stops, basically, where there's if a certain solution, a certain layer that keeps the protocol solvent fails, there's another layer below it. And there's several, and it goes all the way down to Mars stakers ultimately. That's common in DeFi, but it was very nice to see that all worked out. And we're going to move on from Mars, as interesting as it is. Nebula Protocol. Huge news. Nebula's ready and coming soon. And their pitch is that passive investing in TradFi is broken. This is a project associated with TFL. Indexes are issued and managed by centralized entities. Often the rebalancing isn't quick enough. And creative possibilities, as they say, of index rebalancing are an outdated framework. What if we could redefine that with DeFi algorithmic ETFs with parameters that trigger to rebalance? And they gave a few examples here of three of the six initial ETFs for Nebula launch. And these are up for feedback as well at forum.neb.finance. There's first is the Terraforming Cluster. Gain exposure to the entire Terra ecosystem, Luna, Mir, Ankh, Mine, and potentially more as they're added. And it's dynamically rebalanced by fully diluted market capitalization. So an interesting way to get exposure to Terra ecosystem apps. Second, the Let It Roll cluster. Check this out. Double down on the best performing M assets in a recent timeframe. So the top five performing M assets over the last 30 days, and it's dynamically rebalanced by price performance. So this ETF, you want to get in on the assets that have been doing well over the last 30 days and ride out the rest of their run, basically. Cool strategy. Also, finally, the third, Autopilot Golden Cross Cluster. Now, this one really hits some of the complexities you can do in Nebula Protocol. I'll open this link and show a little bit more. M assets with a bullish moving average cross and market cap greater than 20 billion. So M assets over a certain market cap size who have a bullish moving average cross, what's called a golden cross, and a daily rebalance that uses the combo of market cap and moving averages. I'm going to open this up, forum.neb.finance. You could see how involved these things are. Here's the Let It Roll cluster, and here's the golden cross cluster, the weight rebalancing aspects. And people can build these ETFs with these algorithmic triggers to pursue strategies. Now, and there's some comments here. Go to forum.neb.finance. And if you check out neb.finance itself, you can see some docs and even a demo. I'm going to click that. If you go to neb.finance itself, you see a docs and a demo button. This isn't even on their Twitter yet. It's not something to, you click the demo button, it doesn't go anywhere. So, we're looking forward to more from Nebula, but this is great to see. Now, this opened a whole discussion. DOE announced that NEB token drops were not going to go to the top five validators on Terra, and were going to be evenly sent to the other active validators. So smaller validators get the same NEB airdrop as larger validators by vote. And so those who are delegating to, staking to, voting for smaller validators will get proportionally more Nebula. And this has resulted in a real shakeup of votes. Some people have voted for terabytes. Thanks so much. Our voting power has grown so much over the last week or so, over the last few days since Dope mentioned this, because people are looking for smaller validators that are still making valuable contributions, but aren't, you know, huge validators, so that their NEB airdrop doesn't get diluted, their Nebula token airdrop doesn't get diluted. I guess it's not even a community governance move, but it's had such a significant effect that maybe we could have talked about it first. But I mean, overall, I know people might feel differently. I think that it was a great move to decentralize the network. This is something that TFL and DOE have been very concerned about because of the weight of votes in these top validators. And it's not that people want it to be more centralized, but you know, if you've already voted for top validators who have great uptime and you're just not incentivized to go in and make the change. So we've seen that kind of shakeup. It's going to be interesting to watch continue to play out. We've got to move on now. We're going to spend a lot less time on these projects as we go. Not because they're not great, not because they're not interesting, but there's just so many. Check this out. TerraSwap now has mobile TerraStation integration. You can use TerraSwap on mobile now with your mobile TerraStation. Orion Money, a little while back, announced a $1.7 million seed round by Delphi Labs. Hash, Accomplish, SVC. Now, Orion was a winner at the Delphi Digital Hackathon back in May. They're already pushing ahead with great seed investment. And I mean, there's smart contract audits done. They've increased the deposit max cap. You can go in and deposit other stablecoins, USDC, Binance USD, DAI, and USD Tether, and still get anchor rewards on them. Mobile-friendly UI is out. Builders are building. You can go to orion.money and check out the app. There's some more details here in this thread. It was the audit that made them increase the max deposit cap to $100,000 since we feel safer about the protocol now. It's 12% on Ethereum stablecoins. And after the Orion token generation event, which you can actually get some Orion tokens by staking to the Orion Money validator. However, you won't get so much NEB because they're a big validator. It's a choice everyone's making right now is whether to get more NEB or get more Orion tokens. You can also make deposits in order to get some Orion tokens. So great progress from Orion. Orion was actually on, we hope to have them on very soon. Orion was at DeFi Summit here on YouTube. You can listen to the co-founder of Orion Money, Vol, talk about Orion in this 10-minute video. Speaking of that, also Apollo DAO, a yield aggregation project that we've been following, and also a winner at the Delphi Digital Hackathon. Winners included Apollo DAO. Was also at the DeFi Summit. You can check out, again, a 10-minute video at DeFi Summit on their YouTube channel. And DeFi Summit also included SJ Park, the head of special projects, former Goldman Sachs guy, and he's now at Terra Money. We've spoken with SJ and can't wait to have him on the show as well. He's handling special projects. He's the one who recently announced Valkyrie Money, which we'll talk about in a second. There's a new Terra podcast, and it's called the Mighty Whale Podcast. Now, the logo of the Mighty Whale Podcast, their template, has like Bitcoin and Zcash and a bunch of other cryptos on it. So I don't know how multi-chain, multi-network they're going to be, which is certainly great. But love to see more content. We've got a couple of interviews out. I'll click through here. We've got Angel, which we're going to talk about in a second. Oh, well, it looks like this was a repurposed channel, which is great. I've definitely done that before. So just an Angel Protocol interview so far. Now, Angel Protocol has announced that it's going to be doing its Halo token drop in partnership with StarTerra. We haven't had StarTerra on yet. We really want to. It's a gamified IDO, initial DEX offering, launch pad. I mean, there's you can go and check out the factions that they've got set up, where there's different factions that get different kinds of rewards, in addition to like a base layer faction and a whale faction, and the story between them, the interaction between them, the gamification between them, something that's really interesting to follow. StarTerra, we got Cash launching the private beta, so you can get on the waiting list for cash.io, which is like Alice, which we are not mentioning in this video, so I guess that's a 40th project mentioned. Like Alice, and like Tick in Australia, like Saturn, the name escapes me, but whatever the Saturn successor is in Europe, like Chai over in Korea. It's one of these projects, and it's actually specifically focused on emerging markets, things like Lebanon, places like some South American places, and so on. So Cash.io has got private beta up. They had a really great looking demo early on. Finn to the Moon. Finn is a growing content producer, writes, and in partnership with some bounty programs, and we like Finn's stuff. He does a weekly write-up on some Terra news. If you want to read, I'm a reader myself, writes and covers all the news and new things. He's got an overview article on YADA savings. Now you can go sign up for YADA right now on and check it out on iOS. YADA's integrating as well. You can read more at Finn, F-Y-N-N, likesluna.medium.com. Talks about YADA and what their plans are, including a crypto bucket, a debit card, a credit builder program. And right now they have a kind of a prize program where you can get tickets for prizes. So we got to fly. Finn also did this graphic here, or at least I think he was the one who made it. It talks about all the airdrops. And there's actually a couple more since this came out. There's the Divergence airdrop as well. You can see these airdrops are coming out. Mirror, Anchor, Pylon, Orion. So many more. I'll run through them really fast for podcast listeners. Ready? Nebula, Mars, Angel, Apollo DAO, BatTerra, Harpoon, LocalTerra, Loop Finance, Spar, StarTerra, Subsidium, Digital, Talos Protocol, Pluto's Pod, DigiFarm, Rerun App, Preserver Protocol, and Ozone Protocol. All airdrops coming out to Luna holders. Some of them have announced that Mirror or Anchor stakers or voters for specific validators or participants in some kind of event or something staking will get tokens as well. So there's other ways to get them, but even for Luna stakers, these are coming out. And some of them will be also weekly beyond just the Genesis drop. We've got new projects that you might not have heard of. SJ, that special projects head at Terra, mentioned Valkyrie Protocol, which is a referrals protocol. Great name, great branding, great look. You go to Valkyrie Protocol on Twitter and see what's up so far. They're coming for ads and referrals. We've got Edge Protocol, which is an AMM, like a Uniswap, TerraSwap, and plus Vault. So maybe like Yearn on Ethereum. And we got Kinetic Money, a DeFi project, Astral Money, a payments project, and Tsunami Protocol, a data marketplace. So great. I mean, you could follow some of these new projects on Twitter, and there's even more that have come out since that graphic. Artemis Protocol, crypto investing made easy, built on Terra. That's at Artemis DAO. I guess it's a yield aggregation, but it could be more. Spectrum Protocol, Spec Protocol. We have not done due diligence on all these projects. There's so many. We were going to start working on due diligence, but just be aware. This is crypto. If you're coming over from someplace like Uniswap or Binance Smart Chain, you're used to seeing some things. I don't have Spectrum specifically up on the screen here during this chat. I'm not saying anything against any individual protocol, but you see these things, and you know, somebody could come in and start a protocol or token and just intend to steal things. So just be aware. Do due diligence. We'll try to help out with that. Don't go ape into something new that you just heard the name of. I mean, I can't give financial advice, but that's kind of advice. That's a non-professional advice. Just do your own research. Tsunami, again, we mentioned Tsunami Protocol, a data marketplace bringing tokenized data to Terra, ready for both enterprise and retail use. Very interesting. Speaking of data, we've got Flipside Crypto. Flipside Crypto does data analytics. They've come out with some new charts. The first charts of data on Terra, very interesting. There's a bounty partnership with Terra Money, with Terraform Labs. And can't wait to see more analytics, more data about Terra. Let me pull up those charts. Oh, and I guess we mentioned Tick Money. I don't think that was anywhere else. That's a 41st project mentioned on this show. So here are the first data dashboards. Came out a couple of days ago on Terra. We've got activity picking up for new Terra wallets. I'll put a link to this. I can't link to every project in the show notes, but I'll try to remember to put a link to this Flipside Crypto blog post, bookmark it. And staking spiking during bull runs, a nice interesting thing here. interesting data here. And we actually saw in the state of decentralization on Terra, didn't go into this article when we talked about decentralization on Terra, but Joseph, another just a great follow for writing, medium.com, I guess it's joseph-liow.medium.com. He has this article on the state of decentralization on Terra and shows the voting power of validators. We've got BeeHarvest, which I think is because Anchor uses them, among others, has a 9.21%. But you can see here the voting power. It's actually pretty decentralized compared to a lot of networks out there. But you can see the voting power among Terra validators right here, again, from Flipside Crypto. So excited to have Flipside Crypto here doing some analytics work. We really can't wait to be putting up charts about every aspect of the Terra ecosystem right here in these videos. And Doe mentioned that users who have interacted with Anchor will earn community points and have a chance to earn Diver tokens. What's Diver? Divergence. The Divergence DeFi, a DeFi platform for volatility. So hedging, trading, prediction, building decentralized volatility derivatives and volatility related indices. More and more DeFi projects, either on Terra or integrating with Terra in some way, whether that be on the Terra chain or Ethereum or Binance Smart Chain or somewhere else. Spar Protocol, one of the first projects mentioned in Terabytes, managed funds, where you have fund managers that are managing investment funds. We've got some more information on the Spar airdrop. We've got the Luna staking airdrop, 5.7 million Spar. The Luna staking rewards are the weekly airdrop over a year, 11.4 million Spar. So 33% of the Luna airdrop to Luna stakers will be on Genesis, and then the other 66% over a year. Mir Governance staking airdrop to people staking Mir Governance, 500,000 SPAR. And the total supply is 200 million. So the airdrop is, not even 10% of that. But you can find more information about other airdrops. Now, none of these are active now. Anything you see that's like, click here for airdrop or click here for SPAR tokens is a scam. So just be aware. Make sure whenever you're trying to claim an airdrop or buy a token, that it is the official thing. There are some places, like TerraSwap sometimes, where anyone can come in and list tokens. So be aware of what you're doing here. Sneak peek of the upcoming testnet launch. How to deposit UST into a pool. You see the Spar demo here. Looks pretty sleek. We've shown a little bit of a demo thing before. Depositing into a Spar pool. Excited to see Spar making progress towards launch. Pay with Terra has API information out for integration, allowing you to pay with stablecoins, Terra stablecoins, using a browser extension on websites. There's some places this is integrated already. You can see it in action at the demo shop. And to mention a 42nd project, bringing us to the perfect number of 42, lunaloot.com. Excellent place for Luna Loot. And we even have our own page here, Terabytes. We asked for this little logo of a donut, like a donut box of projects and the astronaut listening. And we secretly also have a cameo. We have a cameo in the great Luna hug design. This is one of my favorites. Doe saw it and said, "Why does man hump the moon?" Of course, but Doe. But here's the Terabytes. You listen to Terabytes and listening to talk about all the projects here. I have two of these mugs. So go ahead and support Luna merch, lunaloot.com. It's the official Luna store. If you're over at the Terra Money website and you scroll down to the bottom of this beautiful Terra Money website, there's a swag store link that goes right to lunaloot.com. So anyway, shameless plug there, unsponsored. All right, we've got more projects. This time nudging a little bit out of Terra exclusive projects. We've got Bridge Mutual Insurance announcing an official collaboration with Terra Money. You can learn more over at bridgemutual.io, incorporated in Wyoming, US, one of the most crypto-friendly areas in the United States. Learn more about Bridge Mutual's DeFi risk coverage platform for stablecoins, smart contracts, and exchanges. Again, we got Ozone Protocol coming out, like an algorithmic insurance. We've got Nexus Mutual coverage on Anchor. We've got Unslashed Finance, Slashing Insurance, and Stablecoin Peg Insurance. Soon there's just going to be so many insurance options for Anchor and more broadly for UST and Luna projects to spur greater adoption, greater institutional interest, and greater personal interest from people who want to have coverage here. Some final notes. This one's just massive. We could do an episode on it, you know, just this. But the crypto, the Cosmos ecosystem is growing. It's not just Terra. If you want to investigate the future of Terra apps, you can also look at other Cosmos apps. Inter-blockchain communication is growing. We've talked about this recently in the Secret Network interview, which I'll show in a second. I'm working on another video on IBC and what it means. But you could have Akash. I'm just going to mention what comes off the top of my head here. Akash, decentralized cloud hosting for your Terra app. You'd have Sentinel, DVPN, decentralized VPN, allowing your app, just having an integration that allows people in troublesome jurisdictions to access DeFi products in your Terra app. You could have plugging into Secret Network for privacy. You can have plugging into crypto.com now for fiat on and off ramps. Luna, deposits and withdrawals enabled. It's the easiest way to get Luna that I know of, to get Luna from a bank account or a card, a payment card, or send Luna out, like convert it to dollars and spend it, either sending it to a bank account or spending it in the crypto.com, using the crypto.com card, which you can order for free. Crypto.com has added Luna withdrawals. Now, we actually have a referral code that'll let you get $25. We don't usually do referral shills. $25 if you go for Ruby card or better at crypto.com, free 25, and you could support the show with a free $25. That's in the description, the show notes. So here's Jill Nelson coming in saying, it's fair to admit that Luna is the most bullish asset in the Cosmos ecosystem. Luna is a Cosmos ecosystem asset, and with Columbus 5, we'll see increased integration with things like Osmosis, the exchange, the multi-chain exchange, Cosmos exchange, and things like these other projects, just getting closer to being able to plug all these sovereign chains with their own use cases that I've mentioned. And there's so many more as well. There's two dozen Cosmos chains we could talk about. And plugging them all in, BNB is a Cosmos chain, plugging them all in and building apps with just multiple features beyond just the features that Terra offers. So very exciting to watch the Cosmos ecosystem in general. And again, if you had Atom staked back in February, you should go to osmosis.zone and check if you have an Osmo airdrop there as well. Here's another one in case you missed it. The Secret Terra Bridge. It's working on testnet and it'll be live soon on mainnet, meaning that Terra assets can come over and be used in secret DeFi, which is DeFi without front running and DeFi that's private by default. Sure, you can share view keys to people like your accountant or your family or whatever so that they can see balances or see amounts, but it's private by default. And so there will be a way to do some DeFi on Terra privately. Ultimately, we hope that there will also be secret functionality exposed to Terra apps so that we can go the other way as well. Check out our Secret Network interview. This one's amazing with Tor, head of Secret Foundation. If you haven't seen it, Secret Network. It's a recent interview on our channel. And that's it. We mentioned so many projects here. I hope you've kept up. Whether you're listening or watching, thank you so much. Please subscribe, rate, review, leave comments, do whatever you need to do to get the algorithms on platforms to share this with more fintech enthusiasts and crypto enthusiasts who are looking for great new projects, looking for great new content. Please stake to the Terra Station Validator at station.terra.money. Stake your Luna there, get all these airdrops, and support the show, and or use our crypto.com referral code in the show notes, and you can support the show that way. We keep it ad-free, and we let any project come on and talk to us about what they're doing. We're excited to bring you more and more content now that I'm out of the hospital and Evan's out of new baby woes, or at least getting out of new baby woes. We've got so much lined up for you to help you discover the exploding Terra ecosystem by discovering Terabytes. See you next time.